movie critic, ace golfer, USC grad. Occasionally, she covers sports for KEZI. Gets all she does on channel 709 on my Xfinity system in high def. Follow up KEZI.com on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. We welcome in KR. How are you?
Well, Steve, you know I'm not doing too hot right now. One, because I'm phoneless. Like, I feel like I've lost an appendage. And two, because, you know, phenomenal game for Matt Moore last night. But heartbreaking to see the Giants end that way.
I'll tell you what, I know how old you are. I know I'm more than 30 years older than you. And I left the other day and realized I didn't have my phone. I almost did like a movie version of a screech back home. It's like I had trouble breathing. So I can only imagine someone from your generation. This must be one of the five worst days of your life.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm going to sound really basic saying this, but, like, I miss having, like, Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram on my phone. I can't text people. As you know, I've been having to, like, DM people on Twitter and Facebook message, and it's the weirdest concept to me. And I don't know how I feel about this. Hopefully I'm going to get my phone back on Saturday.
This is no way to live in the modern time.
No, it's not.
All right, so you mentioned it, the coverage you've been providing lately, all the Ducks at the Olympics, your Giants hit a little bit of a speed bump last night. Matt Moore, who truth be told had been kind of disappointing since coming from Tampa. So a sigh of relief. You feeling like your boys are going to get back on track, or is this going to be a dogfight to the wire?
I think it's going to be close. I think that last night was arguably one of the most important games of the season, and winning it is really all that mattered. I mean, you have to give all the credit to Matt Moore and what he did last night. It hurts just a little. Nine innings, like two outs, like, oh, like, come on, close. So that's a little frustrating. But no, like I said, I think last night was one of the most pivotal games for the Giants. So getting that win is crucial in so many different ways.
With the Rio games having wrapped last weekend, I mentioned that at the top, you and your KEZI team were all over it. From a personal angle, whether it's the U.S. men, U.S. women crushing, the soccer team losing, all the track and field, what are some of the things that you think, months from now, years from now, when you look back, will stick out to you over the what you witnessed in the 2016 games?
I really do think it's going to be track and field. You know, we've talked about this before, but growing up, I loved to watch swimming and I loved to watch gymnastics. And it's, you know, obviously basketball as well. At that point, it's just not fair because the men's and the women's teams are just so good. But I thought track and field was so interesting this year, and I think it is because I do now, you know, work in Eugene and I cover track and field as one of, you know, the main sports here in Oregon. And to be a part and to have seen what Tracktown USA can do, it was unreal to see some of those guys compete and be like, oh yeah, you know, we talked with them, you know, at the pre-classic, or we talked with them like just a few weeks ago. So I think that was probably the coolest part, was seeing those guys on such a national stage and then get the recognition that they so deeply deserved.
Okay, let's get to Oregon football. We continue with Kristen Rogers. Before we hit on some of the depth chart issues from the Brady Hoke video you posted to what Coach Helf said after yesterday's scrimmage, a lot of new faces in the rotation. Is it reasonable to be more than a little concerned about what this defense might be right now?
Yes and no. And one of the reasons why I say no is because Brady Hoke has told me that he's the type of coach that will never be happy, period. You know, his defense can have a phenomenal day and he's not going to be happy. So I was talking with another media member who described him as being surly, and I think that's a very good description of Brady Hoke. I obviously, you know, think, and talking with Mark Helfrich, he echoed the same thing, that the defensive mindset was a little off in their final scrimmage because they did sit so many offensive starters. However, I think that can also then be kind of the kick in the pants that you need to get going and say, hey, you can't do that again. You know, get that all out of your system now. Like, you need to bring 100% to the table, week one against UC Davis.
Early on, we were led to believe there was a quarterback competition, but it was between Dakota Prukop and Travis Johnson. Then the buzz began, and we got a depth chart today, and lo and behold, Drew Frosch, Justin Herbert is the backup. be it the coaches, the teammates, everybody you speak to, what have they said to you that leads us to believe that, you know, this young guy is just this special?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that there was a quarterback battle, because I think everyone knew that it likely was going to be Dakota no matter what, but then it became the quarterback battle for the number two spot.
Right.
And, you know, I remember it was the end of the first week of fall camp, and I was talking with Darren Carrington, and I asked him who was stepping up, and he goes, "That freshman, Justin, that's my guy." And I was kind of like, wow, you know, hearing that from a senior, you know, a veteran wide receiver to say that, hey, some of his, you know, favorite connections come from a true freshman, I was a little surprised. And then, you know, talking with players and talking with coaches more, they, you know, it was clear that Justin Herbert was the guy of fall camp. He was the breakout star. And, you know, I think by the beginning of this week, end of week two, there was no question. I think everyone in the media knew that Justin Herbert was going to be the backup quarterback. I mean, just hearing how coaches and teammates and everyone praised him, it was kind of clear that he knows the offense well, obviously. I mean, he grew up right here in Eugene. He's watched the Ducks his entire life. So he, you know, he has a grasp for the program and has really immersed himself. And, you know, I think it's going to be awesome for that, you know, kind of the hometown story for him to be the backup quarterback this year.
Yeah, so far it's an awesome story. Along with Coach Helf after practice, Mr. Olympian himself, Devin Allen, talked to the media. For those who missed it, he's listed as an or as a possible starter for UC Davis. What has he or maybe the coaches said about his transferring from Olympic hurdler to Pac-12 wide receiver and maybe how ready he is now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's in good shape, but it's just a kind of, it's a joke to some point that you need to be in football shape. And he was joking yesterday that his quads were hurting a little bit more, you know, just from some of the workouts he's been doing since he got back. But he made a good point, too. I mean, you know, fall camp is so grueling, having those two-a-days. So he kind of got a little bit of a break not being at fall camp and going through that grind. But, yeah, I mean, he does have to play a little bit of catch-up in terms of physically getting back into football shape. There is a difference between being an Olympic track athlete and a Pac-12 wide receiver. I think we'll see him maybe in a reserve role against UC Davis, kind of get his feet wet and get back into it. But I'm interested to see, you know, talking with him yesterday, he said that he is leaning towards going pro in track, which, you know, was kind of the, you know, the assumption at this point. But I'm interested to see after this football season whether or not he'll, you know, stay at Oregon or if, you know, he can, you know, get his degree and leave.
Not bad to have all those options at this point in his life. You posted the video of Coach Helf after the scrimmage yesterday. You flat out asked him about the linebacking core, which will have three new starters, new faces. What did he have to say about those guys? And from your chair, any surprises when you saw this depth chart?
No surprises, just because talking with Don Pelham earlier in fall camp, he said that the only thing certain about the linebacking core was that three guys were going to start. So three guys are starting, so Don Pelham lived up to that. I do think that we're going to see Johnny Reagan really come out in that leadership role. You know, he's a guy that Oregon was comfortable bringing to, you know, Pac-12 media days, that kind of assumed that he'd be a starter, that he is a veteran linebacker. And I think you're going to see a lot of different combinations of guys starting throughout the first few games, and they'll probably settle on something down the line. But, I mean, you know, Don Pelton said that he wants to have 6-7 guys rotating through, and I think that's what they got.
All right, so the countdown begins. It's the final weekend of August. Our next chat will be the eve of the season opener. What do you and your KEZI cohorts have up your sleeve for this coming weekend coverage-wise?
We have our high school football special, Steve. So I have been all over Western Oregon talking with high school football coaches and players. It's going to be a lot of fun. That airs tomorrow night on KEZI at 7 o'clock. And then, you know, it's crazy to think week one's already here. We're going to have our college football game day preseason show next Wednesday as well. We've got a pretty cool promotion going with that as well, with a tailgating package. So that's going to be on Wednesday. So pretty much tune to KZI all week, because we're going to have great content from 7 o'clock on, breaking down everything and officially getting into football season. I mean, Cal Hawaii tonight, so that's it's here. I'm very excited.
All right. We're sending best phone vibes your way.
Thank you.
Follow her on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers, KEZI.com, channel 709, and high def on your Comcast. KR, oh, my pleasure. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Steve.
Take it easy.